Tennis Canada has outright canceled all national and international tennis tournaments until at least Halloween. Of course, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the decision trickles down to have a big impact on local tennis organizations, as a lot of funding comes from Tennis Canada through these major tournaments. I stopped down to Riverdale Tennis Club to chat about the decision with Mike Meaney, head professional and technical director with Tennis Newfoundland and Labrador.
What impact does this have on the game?
It has a huge impact because we get a lot of our funding from Tennis Canada. With the Rogers Cup being cut, there's like 50 positions cut at Tennis Canada, about $17-18 million worth of revenue lost. So a lot of that is streamlined to the provinces. Like 90% of Tennis Canada's revenues come from the operation of those events. So this is a big hit to us. So we're going to have to get a little bit more creative in our regions and in our provinces to be able to fill those shortcomings.
Yeah, were you surprised by the decision?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, they canceled indoor nationals. Then they canceled outdoor nationals in August. Wasn't surprised that they brought this out further, because I think we're all expecting a second wave, and I don't think Tennis Canada wants to waste as much money as they probably did in the spring preparing to have all these national events and that, and to have to cancel them and cost them even more. So that's the biggest issue right now.
And Mike, what kind of impact does this have on growing the game?
I think it's twofold. I think we have an opportunity to grow our sport and get people more involved and active because of the circumstances. But I also think that, you know, from a development standpoint, not having any events for our players is going to affect them, because they don't know where they are in relation to maybe a kid in Ontario or a kid in BC. They can only measure themselves against the kids in Atlantic Canada. So it's going to hurt that aspect of it, but I think we can actually make some positives from this, because, you know, we're up a couple 100% already this year. So
yeah, which is fantastic. And that's actually exactly what I wanted to ask you about it next, is how it actually impacts us here in Newfoundland and Labrador.
I think we are, you know, pardon the expression, in a bubble, and we're able to just kind of get the crowds and the families out with their young kids, because they're still a little bit apprehensive about probably playing some of these team sports and so on. And a lot of the feedback that I've been actually getting now, speaking with the parents of the kids that have enrolled in tennis for a lot of the first time this summer, is they're really enjoying it, and they never would have thought about maybe playing tennis until this happened. So you know what's happening is we're actually getting kids who never would have played tennis now wanting to continue full time. So we kind of hoped that would happen, and it's starting to happen. So
I mean, as much, you know, negative that does come with COVID-19, it has had its positives in terms of registration.
It's really helped us. Tennis, I can't speak for other sports. I'm sure other sports have seen some surges, but tennis, we haven't seen this surge. Even when I was coaching here in the 90s, and we had 500-600 members and national champions and people finishing second, like we had a great culture. But there's more people playing now. It's amazing. It's awesome.
And Mike, it was just months ago where Tennis Newfoundland and Labrador had to make a pitch to government about, hey, we need to get back to play. We should be allowed to do this. Golf is allowed at the time. And luckily, the decision did come in tennis's favor. You got to get back to playing. How special has it been to just be back out here on the court?
Oh, man, we've had a pretty good summer, so it's been nice to work on the tan while I'm coaching. I'm kidding, of course. I get no tan. I'm white and freckly here. But, you know, being outside with the kids and seeing them kind of being happier, because I can't imagine how difficult that must have been for a lot of these young kids to be cooped up in their houses around their siblings all the time, around their parents 24/7. That's got to affect them mentally, and you can see how happy they are to be active and out here moving this summer. Our program's been well received.
Mike, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, thanks for this. Tennis is on the upswing, and we're happy to promote it.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Evan.
That was Mike Meaney, head professional and technical director with Tennis Newfoundland and Labrador, speaking about Tennis Canada's cancellation of all national and international tournaments until at least Halloween.